Welcome to the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour. This is our inaugural edition, and you're listening to the dulcet sounds of Teresa Tova.
You better say Teresa Tova.
Did that sound okay? Okay, so we're good to go. We got a radio show coming up. Your brains are going to fall out. Okay, that's about it. I'm going to play some interviews. Unfortunately, I work like a dog to edit Steve Stirner's interview from 20 minutes to 7 minutes. And I lost the file. Because I can't have him talking for 20 minutes. We'll all go crazy.
Yeah.
But I have an interview. We're going to be doing this partly in English, partly in Yiddish. Seth, are you going to screen the callers? Yeah, no, just to let me know if somebody calls in.
For contraband.
Yeah, feel free to participate, you know. I keep telling people that I want this to be like something in between the PBS News Hour and the Soupy Sales Show. So don't be afraid to come right in if you've got something.
So the interview that you're playing is English or Yiddish?
English.
You can call us.
So,
yeah. Are you there, Seth? Yeah, great. Wait a minute. Let me see. I got to set this up. Seth from Paradise, California is online too. That's great.
You are so California.
Ooh, that's so weird.
You actually live in paradise, even, and you have the gall to like say it.
So all I have to say is now we're going to hear from Seth on line 2, and you'll put him on, right? Okay. And if I ask you to announce the telephone number, would you do that for us? Are you required? Do you get paid extra if you're on the air? Okay, I will pull it up on you got to forgive me, I'm a little famished because this is the first time we're doing this, so but now that I see how easy it is, Donald was right on. He said don't worry about it, it's going to be easy. So, and here it is, here we are. So the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And that's all I need to know. And that's acting. And that's all.
So what are you starting with?
You know what? Would you write that down?
888-something-something?
Yeah. Sure. So we know. We're going to start. We're going to talk to you.
Yeah. Start with me, and then you can do Yiddish, and then you can do your thing.
Yeah.
Well, English, Yiddish, English.
English, Yiddish, English. Lacey, you're going to introduce the show.
I am?
Yeah, you want to, you know, I will say a few words and then you'll say that you are the official Yiddishist of the show. You're here to keep everybody honest and make sure the grammar is correct.
All right. Oh my God, I'm leaving.
And that number again is 888. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you really don't need anything except a computer to do it.
It's very cool.
I went crazy, Seth. I got myself a little mixer, a little USB mixer. Hello? Yeah, okay. All right, so it's 888-815-9756. And so you can let people know. And Seth will let us know when we are on the air. I'm going to start with Zoomer Tag, okay? And the first things I'm going to ask you is how...
Don't ask me. Don't ask me.
Wants to be surprised.
Okay. Please, don't ask.
Okay. Did you see Herschel yet?
Noch nicht.
Was ist nicht?
Ich habe gerade eine Repetition, so eine Nacht.
Was ist das? Die bist ein Akteur jetzt.
Ein kleiner Akteur, also... In einer Vorlehnung, nicht? Dann müsste
ich... Sind nicht du kein kleiner Akteur?
Ja, nur kleine...
Sind nicht du kein kleiner Rolle? Sind du kleiner Akteur? You're gonna quote it right.
Also ich bin ein kleiner Akteur in einer größeren Rolle.
I'm sorry. I don't. Do we have any Matt?
Yedida.
I'm David.
Zeret Yiddish. What's that?
Zeret Yiddish. Okay. Mat nachakas.
Zeret Yiddish, Russian, Polish.
Oh my God.
Tai Hebraish.
Fin wann sind ihr? Fin wann sind ihr? New York. New York? Oh,
aber jetzt war ich in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay, so
well, here we go. I'm going to play the introductory thing, and you just... Welcome to the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour. You've been listening to Teresa Tova singing Bela Shechta Gottesman's song, Zummer Tag, Summer Days. And we'll be talking to Teresa, I'm sorry, please.
Call me Tova.
And Bela Shechter Gottesman. And we'll also be hearing some interviews with Steve Sterner, and Shane Baker, two of the stars of the new Folksbina production of Hershela Astropolia. We'll be joined by my co-host, Laser Burko. Please say a few words to the Yiddish-speaking audience.
Ich bin Laser Burko. Ich bin der offizielle Repräsentant von der jüdisch-redenden Massen in unserer Eulen. Und ich will euch begrüßen im Namen von Jiddisch und von Jiddischkeit.
All right. Amen. Amen. So we're gonna launch the show with what we hope to be a regular award given over the air here on the airwaves. It's the first ever Svetelfen wie Teute Bankis Award. So maybe somebody wants to say, explain what that is.
Teute Bankis, man soll erzählen auf Jiddisch oder auf Englisch?
Auf Englisch, nee.
All right, the bunkers. Bunkers are little cups that they used to put. I guess they would warm the cups
and put them on your back.
Put them on your
to
back.
Suck out whatever
suck out the evil spirits, yes. And things that are
like leeching.
Right. Leeching. So that helfen wie teute bunkers means it'll help you like dead leeches. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so like bunkers would help a dead person.
Yeah.
It's really
so
what it is.
The first ever Svet helfen wie teute bunkers award goes to, you guessed it, the BP Oil Company. And we want to thank BP for destroying the planet. And this is something they can't blame on us. Mir zenin is shildik, Habibi. BP, suck it up. Okay, there you are. That's our first annual Svet helfen wie. And we hope to have many more. And I'm sure there will be many more.
This is annual every week.
Every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks you're going to be hearing this nonsense.
Can I throw in a Canadian one just
sure,
because
why
I'm
not?
Here?
Why not?
Could I give a Svetelfen wie Teuten Bankis to the G20 for having their meeting in downtown Toronto and costing us billions of dollars when they could have gone anywhere else and not disturbed everybody's sanity.
Okay. Would you tell us what the G20 is?
Oh, the economic, the group of G20 is the leaders of the world. All the presidents and prime ministers and leaders. It used to be the G8, and now they have the G20. So you've got the inner G8 is the United States, Canada, France, Russia.
Okay,
Yeah, in downtown, can you imagine doing something like that in downtown New York? I mean, it's crazy. Billions of dollars. Wow. It's ridiculous.
What can we say? The so whole world is tight and bonkers. So, Tova, I wanted to start by asking you where you met Bela.
Oh, so it's a Gittemeise. English or Yiddish? So I was here in New York, and I was starring in a show for the Folksbühne, for the Yiddish theater here. They brought me from Canada. At great expense. And part of the deal was that they had to put me up in very expensive New York. And it, you know what? It was right after 9/11. Noch der 11. September. And New York was like another town. It was an amazing event to be here at the time. It was like a holy place. At any rate, part of the deal was they had to bill it to me, because God forbid they should give me a hotel. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. And I was going from place to place, and I was being kept prisoner on, Central Park West. And I walked into the Volksbühne and said, find me somewhere now. And I met Bela's son at a Klez camp up in Montreal a couple years earlier. And he already heard through the grapevine I was having a bit of a tsuris mit this. And he says, O du willst, kannst du wohnen mit der Mama über sie wohnt in Eckveld. She says, if you want, you could always stay with my mom. She loves having guests, but it's the end of the world. It's actually the last stop of the D train. So when I was having so much trouble, I went up to Itzik and I said, Bubele, where does your mom live? So in a rift gekriechen to the Bronx, and ungeklappt auf der Tür, rausgekommen this royally Yiddishes, that prächtige Frau, this beautiful woman, Bela Schachter Gottesman, and Mom sich beliebt.
Love at first sight.
Absolutely. And she's just, Bela is so wonderful. We've become such good friends.
That's so wonderful, didn't you?
Yes.
Sicher, du kennst
es. Er ist gegangen mit den Händen. Mit Mavis, mit den
Händen. And Bela was such a joy to me, because Mom sitzt in Gerät Jiddisch zwischen sich und kommt sich verbessert bei Jiddisch noch einmal. And she keep telling me, lass nicht dich anreden. Red so wie die redst. Because I'm working with people at the Volksbühne who are going, no, it's this accent, that accent. This, and she goes, red so wie die redst. I said, are you kidding? I forget how I talk. Jiddisch. Ich bin auf vermischte, polische. And a Litvakische Schule. Oh, but yeah, so that we met in 2001, right after 9/11. We lived together for about 3 months, Drachaduschim zusammen. And then Fayuren, noch den, kimmer ihr sehen, 4-5 Mula a Jue.
And wenn es gewähnt der erste Mal hast gelesen, Baylor's Lieder.
Well, wenn ich hab sich bekannt mit Balen, hab ich schon gesingen zwei von ihr Lieder. Farde. I mean, it was such a big honor to meet the poet Tess and the writer of these songs that I was already singing. Mm-hmm. I knew Harpslied from wonderful Adrian Cooper, brilliant rendition of it. Mm-hmm. And I also knew Mein Chavelte Minzje. But then I learned the rest of my Bela Schachter Gottesman repertoire from Bela herself. And that has been a real honor and a real miracle. You know, when do you have that ability to learn? As we were doing, we sit around the table this morning and I was going through the lyrics of the show we're going to be doing Wednesday night in New York. And Bela would sit and listen and verbessern mich, a little preposition here or there that I might have wrong because,
let's tell people about this show, because this is one of the reasons we're speaking to you folks today. You're going to be doing a show on Wednesday night.
This is quite something. It's the Lyric Chamber Society in New York has invited myself and Matt Herskovitz, this brilliant pianist, with her quartet, to come and do a show of Bela Schachter Gottesman music. The CD is called You Ask Me Why Tova Sings Bela. And so we'll be presenting Bela's tunes with this great rhythm-based, groove-oriented sound, which is what you just played a little titch of. And Bela will be there, and the Grammy-nominated Matt Herskovitz and his band. And so a bissl Yiddish, a bissl English.
A bissl English. I loved, one of the reviews of that that album is one of my favorite, and it typifies to me how I feel about the work that you're doing. It said, unlocking her past by breaking new ground.
Well,
and to me, that really is what this album and what these songs are all about, presenting Yiddish poetry and Yiddish songs in a context that is now, that speaks to people of this generation, man. I mean, if you can't listen to this record and not get down behind it, I don't know what planet you're living on.
Thank you, David. We wanted to produce a CD that was radio friendly. Not just Yiddish radio friendly, so that in that world scene that it could be played, which it is, you know, in Wales and in Deutschland and in Poland and in Australia and all over the United States. We did it with a lot of thought in mind to give de Heretz to the Yiddish and to the great poetry of this incredible poet who's sitting beside us. But, you know, I mean, Béla won the first NEA award for the National Endowment of the Arts Heritage Award for Yiddish poetry. I mean, that's unheard of. Mm. We got to go to Washington to sing Yiddish on Capitol Hill. Béla, remember we sat and we were called by, you were called, not me, but I was lucky enough to be with you. You were called by Hillary Clinton to say, "I'd like to meet you, Béla." And you shook her hands. And I mean, it was a real coup, a real honor for Yiddish and this wonderful language that you fought so long to maintain.
Well, it's the first time that a Yiddish poet received such an honor. Vavus.
Vavus. She's being modest.
But it's an honor.
When hat ihr ungeheuren Schaden?
Ich habe ungern Scham von meinen Kindern. Ich kann mir nicht. Ich habe gewonnen. Weil wir aufwachsen in Amerika und reden Jiddisch, ist das selbe eine Sache.
Ja.
Und Kedai ist eine Hummer-Swiebe und sie machen sie daheim freilich, interessant. Mein Mann ist in seiner Arbeit getan. Und es kamen wir in daheim und ich mit drei Kindern haben wir ein bisschen verweilen.
Aha.
Mit Lalke spielen, als er gesagt
hat. Ja, das in ich habe sie geschickt in eine jüdische Arbeiterin-Schule, noch nur der rumänisch-englische Schule. Und dort habe ich einen Lehrer, Menke Katzow, wie kennt ihr?
Nein,
das ist ein berühmter
Poet.
Menke Katzow, ein bekannter Lehrer. Anfangs war ihm, er ist, wenn sie ihre Gitter lehre, als sie kommen zu einer Jungte, er soll ihn nur nicht.
See, of Yiddish, you're going to want to know to speak Yiddish to know. I'm good, man.
Aber ich habe gesagt, mein Katz kann ich auch helfen. Ich sagte, ja. Aber ich habe mich schrauben an die Pieces. Ich meine, ich habe schon ein Kind, war so ein Englisch, wie ich mal noch habe. Aber das ist, versteht sich, Kinder. Aber damit habe ich angefangen, zu schrauben musikalische Spiele.
Also auch Operettes?
Operettes.
Ja.
Ab Safin habe ich geschrieben.
Nun, hat er gespielt einmal? Ein paar Tabine?
Ja, wir haben nicht professionell. Was er gespielt hat, in Schulmalechem, in Schulzern, in andere Plätze, also eine schulorientierte Organisation. Adrian Cooper singt.
Adrian Cooper is a singer and performer. And also one of the directors of the Workman's Circle national staff, and she travels quite a bit singing songs, and Tova and Adrian, every once in a while you get the chance to see them singing together.
Yes, we have a trio with Joanne Bortz. Around the world as the three Yiddish divas. last year we were in Houston, in Poland. This year we're going to Vienna. We've been very fortunate. We have a great time.
Tell us some more about the show. When is it? It's going to be at the Kosciuszko Center?
The Kosciuszko Center, but it's really part of the Chamber Lyric Society season. Right. Celebrates the music of Béla Schachter-Gottesman, and the Kosciuszko Foundation, where it's taking place, is 15 East 65th Street, New York. And the concert will start 7:30 7:30 Wednesday night.
Right. Mm. And if, believe me, if you can be there, get yourself down there. It's going to be great. You're going to walk out, walking on air. You're not going to believe what your ears will hear. And I want to ask Bela if it's true for her the same way. Tova gesucht, as she's giving love at first sight. When you open the door, was it true? Is it true?
Ja, maar also de heimischkeit van de Luschen, ik versteh. Als zeer zo gevoel zeer heimisch in dem, en dat is mijn heim ook. Dat is warm is. En dan nog had ze me datzelfde geschichte van die besproken. Dat is wel zeer interessante meisje. Ik ben zeer verhaap van de geschichte van die besproken.
En ik weet als sie singt die Lieder ein bisschen anders, wie von Unheil.
Kabarett-Style.
Wie gefällt dir das? Wie?
Ja, das ist all right. nee, sie gefällt mir. Sie, Titus, geht. Also, jemand sagt, Titus, meine Lieder, ich weiß nicht, ich schreibe ich dachte nicht, wem es wird passen, wem es kleben.
Ja, in Mislach Europa soll ich gewinnen Kabarett.
Sag mir wie du.
Die wichtige Sache für mich ist, ich singe die Lieder nicht, weil sie sind in Jiddisch, nicht weil sie sind politisch in einem Weg. Sie, Bela, schreibt wegen Hand. Sie ist, it's modern, it's vital. You know, Bela writes about saxophone players in the subways at 2-3 in the morning, you know, playing for money. Bela writes about dreams that she's had, you know, about lovers and summers that go off like that you dream about wonderful summers that are gone and I mean it's just such great music and I'm an actor and I get attracted to stories, songs that tell stories and that's why, you know, if you tell a story truthfully as she's written it, I think they're open to different interpretations and different styles.
Can we play something for the folks? Can
sure.
we play one of these? I want to play a song called Givein Amul Is Ashtet.
Oh, why don't you set it up, Ben?
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the song and how you came to write it.
I'll tell you something. We don't know about it. But it's come to the time from home. Und mein Mann, der Doktor, hat gearbeitet in dem Städtel, beim Nester, Svenet. Macht sich so, als du Städtel, riefen mir die Zwiegerle von der Gottesmanns. Weil mein Mann ist dort geboren, mein Bab ist dort geboren. Es ist bei ihm, es ist Zwiegerle von der Gottesmanns.
The cradle of the Gottesmanns.
In der Zeit von den Russen, wenn mein Mann hat gedacht, oh, sich ein Ort, eine Provinz, Wien, jene Doktoren hat mir geschickt, hat er ausgeklebt, das war sein
Sprachpunkt.
Also er sagt, es gewinnt mein erstes Kopfkratzen gehabt und du bin er gewinnt in dem Städtel. Wo es mehr ein Dorf schon geworden. Es ist nicht mehr gewinnt, das Städtel, wo es mein Mann hat in ihre Sachreines beschrieben, mit Humor, mit aber du bist schon geworden sehr verurren. Und wir haben noch gewonnen, dass da ein Junge, bevor das, bis wir tun, wir haben laufen. Die Deutschen sind gekommen, alles ist zerbrochen, wir sind gelaufen. Wir sind auch gelaufen, wir haben gesehen, dass Autos, Astautos, witzig, jeder läuft, flieht. Und wir haben angespannt, und so haben wir gar kein Auto da, noch ein Pferd im Bogen.
Oh.
In der Pferd, da gehst du Ruschka. Und wir haben herabgeworfen auf den Wogen, auf den Geuschen Wogen. Mhm. Meine Mama und mein Bruder sind Pinge, wenn sie in Vakatiza haben sich angepackt und gefahren. Mhm. Und wenn sie umgekommen bei der Grenze von Polen, das erste Städte Korilivke da, sind wir über die Brücken und in Korilivke ist ein Lastauto ran in uns אין אבא גקט אם זה עבור. זה מה שאני צריך לבלם פינם, גם סן לא יפניש. נאיין פין קורליף, כי זה נקימן אין צלב, סגווי נשלה. אין דמן הדוד, המגזוק מנמן, אין יום מצינס יש גפור נוח הדוקטור, דוקטור ראוך, מזעם משפוך, צווי משפוך הזה מגבי. אין די צווי, גזוק צה, בוס בין לא יפתים את הבוס, לא יודעים כאילו, די דעת שאת מנחו פינגר, פוס צריך צנאי אור. In also immer immer genächtigt in Korolivke, in dem zweiten Tag nach dem größten Regen, haben wir genommen in der Pferd Ruschka und sind wir zurückgefahren. In der Ballabus, bei wem wir sind immer immer genächtigt, er hat sich auch angesetzt auf ein Pferd, in ein Gerät, in aus dem Ziege geführt, weil er gemeint ist, dass er sich auskennt. In der Sinn sind wir Ziege gekommen, zum Nächsten ist die Brücke schon wieder zu brauchen. Weil die Russen, als er nach weg kommt, sie brauchen die Brücke, versteht ihr? Also er ist Mann, Mann, hat genommen das Pferd im Bogen, in gefahren, auf der, beim Brücke, sich an andere Ortschaft, wie sie noch, andere Dorf, aber ich und mein Bruder und mein Mann sind in der Rippe gekrochen, die zu brauchen die Brücke. In unserem umgekommenen, in der Svenetschke, in unser Hasel, haben wir gesehen, dass man schon ausgeleidigt, Rumänen haben schon ausgeleidigt. Und ich bin in der Bedeutung, wenn ich sage, oh, mein Lied, ich schaue sie immer, sie kommt der Sergeant, mit der Mama, mein Bruder haben sich behalten, in Christel. Und ich bin geblieben, mehr haben sie gelassen, allein.
In dem Lied ist da gewesen,
Die Gewinnemol ist ein Städtel.
Ist Tacke wegen dem Städtel, ist Venetschke.
Okay.
Lass mich hören. And just, Laser, why don't you let our folks know out
okay,
there?
Okay, if you'd like to call, please call us at 888-815-9756. Oder wir hatten hier ein jüdisch Wort. 888-815-9756.
That's 888-815-9756. And you're
Given
really...
Amol is a shtetl.
Given Amol is a shtetl.
There once was a little town.
Oops.
Gewinn am Molise Städtel, beim Breck von Nester in Tor. Ein gewiegter Halloimes, gewinn as a Städtel am Mor. Gelebt sich dort jeden wie jeden, im Frieden und Deiges und Zor. Von Deures Verwort zu der Teuschwein, gewinn as a Städtel am Mor. Und vorhin gesungen auf Lieder von Liebes mit Augen verbeckt und Kinder zu Wolfe des Stiefels sich weißes und schädig erzählt. Also hat der Städtus wie Mietschke Chutsch kleiner, gleicher mit der Zeit gesponnen dem Gilden am Foden vom Seeres und Bobes und Beid. Nur plötzlich wird Tunnel gekommen, das 41. Jahr. Der Nester tut strasch die Blumen, der Himmel vor Zeugen zur Kron. Selber in Grün montieren, mit Nixen zum Schießen gewählt. Auf der Brücke vor sieben Nester, sehe alle wie Sehnen verlöst. Dem scheuchet mit Weib und acht Kinder in Tals gehielt sich Schmeier zu die Geschreien verschlungen an das Teil die Qual jetzt war stumm zirkel. Hat grine dort weit de lonkis und spasche de boy sein kind. Wie kemo gewendelt kein jeden, wie gar nicht geschehen dort Gewinn am Olyse Städte Gewinn am Olyse Städte Gewinn am
Nu, was is gewein is gewein. Aber jetzt gefindt man sich in Amerika. In Chabba Akashis, nicht gar erleichtert. Was wird sein, die Zukunft in der jüdischen Sprache, du, in der Welt?
Ich weiß, was die Frage ist. Das ist eine Nutzung. Alle Menschen fragen in mir viel, echt viel, es sind echte Menschen, wie viel ist, wie Attacke auf ihn. Was kann mir sagen? Also, nein, wir gehen schon hinter. Nein! Wir wissen nicht, was es wird morgen sein. Wir haben kein Mundes gewusst. Wir sind eine Sprache, 1000 Jahre haben wir so gelebt, ohne Land, in einem Territorium. In Verwandlung, wir wissen, wir sind nicht naiv, keine wir, nur wir hoffen, also, es wird ewig gedauert.
I mean, es tauscht sich auch jetzt. I mean, there are changes that are happening. I mean, the first time, I think, in a positive light for Yiddish is the first time you can actually learn it at a university. You never had that before. Mackenzie Herazetzen in Vilnius, in Columbia, in University of Toronto, in other universities that you could probably help me name around the world. And there are actually young people coming to Yiddish, not through their homes, not through natural cultural circles, but you can actually study it and learn it. Mm-hmm. Like Jews who learn French and Spanish now. Yeah. There are Christen, who learn in Yiddish. Asach nicht Jiden. Kimmen sie Yiddish jetzt. So, you know, in some ways, ja, the ganze Volk redt nicht so viel Yiddish, and let's not, you know, be naive about it. There's very little happening in the secular world. But at the same time, young people are coming to it. So I don't see that it's...
Yeah, the band is secular, but they see them right in Yiddish.
Yes. They have no Yiddish. They have no Yiddish. They have no Yiddish.
They have no Yiddish. They have no Yiddish. They have no Yiddish.
Ja, wie
sind sie? Ja. Man darf reingehen in eine chassidische Bücherchronik. Ich finde, es sind hunderte chassidische Romane und... Pjesses ist ein bisschen seltener, aber vor dem Zeit können wir gehen.
Pirem spielen, was er macht. Also jetzt Pirem vor mir alle Kim Williams gesehen, wo steht es da?
Ja. Ein Jahr bin ich gewesen auf der Bobo, wo Pirem spielt, ist gewesen als ein prächtiges Spiel, was ich in meinem Leben nicht gesehen habe. Ja.
Weißt du,
ich meine, dass die Musik auch hat, halt ein wichtiger Ort für die Sprache.
Ja.
Weil Menschen, jeden, nicht jeden, kommen sie Jiddisch durch die Lieder, die Singlieder. Und sie gewinnen aus, was meint es? Lass mich herankicken. Oh, und sie sind mehr interessant in der Geschichte, in der Sprache. So öfters ist es.
Mädliche Goye, man nach Süden. In Deutschland, in Schweden. Wo sie singen meine Lieder dort in der ganzen Gruppe finden sie. Sie lernt mit dort jüdische Lieder. Sie hat mir geschickt eine Fotografie, wie sie lernen Kinderlieder, meine Kinderlieder mit der bei Konferenz haben sie so geführt.
And I, you know, I gotta tell you, this house at the last stop of the D train in Bronx, New York, is a magnet for Yiddish speakers. I mean, there are schmoozkreisens, speaking circles every Monday that Bela has. People come to this house just to sit and red a bisla Yiddish vort. And there are visitors from all around the world who come to stay with Bela and learn Yiddish and improve their Yiddish. And not only her own songs, but she's such a wealth of knowledge, Bela, you are.
My mama, hat er ausgemacht.
Folksongs.
Volkslieder. Sie ist gewöhnt par excellence. Er ist ein Volkssänger. Und sie hat gekannt, Unterschied.
Sie hat gespielt etwas
ein Instrument? Bläus ihr Kohl.
Well, look, that's why we're doing this show. That's why we have the new Yiddish Radio Hour. First of all, we hope that everyone realizes this is global. You can hear this anywhere you are in the world that has an internet connection. And I know that there are folks in Australia and in Europe and in South America. Wie me geht, Kimmel? And once again, if you want to call in and ask Bela or Tova a question,
that the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756.
The time is going so fast. I want to make some announcements. First of all, I want to announce again, Wednesday night at 7:30, 15 East 65th Street, the Kosciuszko Center, Tova sings Bela. Be there or be square. It is going to be dynamite, as we used to say back in my time. Anyway.
This is still your time.
This is the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour, and it's brought to you by the new Yiddish Repertory Theater. We are the new kid on the block when it comes to Yiddish theater.
But what a block.
thank you. And I want to announce a couple of events that we're going to be doing. Saturday night, June 19th, we will be sponsoring, along with others, an event called punkjews.com. Now, if you're curious about this, you can go to their website. It's punkjews.com. You can read about it. You can see a video clip. And if my friend Evan Kleiman is listening, if you want to call in, Evan, at 888-815-9756, we can talk to him. He is the originator of this crazy idea. And we'll be doing this at the Community Synagogue, 325 East 6th Street, between 1st and 2nd Avenue in Manhattan. And the doors will open at 10 o'clock. It's a $15 charge. There's going to be an open bar. you'll have music. There will be an art exhibition. There'll be paintings by Elke Riva Sudan. There'll be installations by Rivka Karasik and painting by some paintings by Ira Kaufman. It's worth seeing, believe me. Also, we'll have Y-Love. We'll have Y-Love, yes, the rapper raps in all the holy languages, right? is that his shtick? Mm-hmm. And let's see, Mashiach Oy, if you're into a little punk Nachman music. Some other musical guests, and we expect to have a wonderful evening of schmoozing, entertainment, art. Don't miss it. Then on July 18th, that's the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, I will be performing Yossel Rockefeller Speaks to God, Yossel Rockefeller Retzigot, also with the Community Synagogue, at the same address, 325 East 6th Street.
What date again?
July 18th at 7 p.m. in the evening. Why, you can't make it, though?
I'm leaving that night.
Oy vey. So I'll leave the next day. I'll do the matinee. I'll change it. I'll make it a matinee. No, we're going to be doing Yossel. I'm going to be doing Yossel Rockefeller Speaks to God.
Can I just say, everyone who's listening, when I have not seen this yet, this is why I'm so reacting, because when we were at the Montreal Yiddish Theater Festival last summer, and I saw David, and I was rehearsing when he was performing, and I couldn't see it, and then I had to go back to Toronto. But the Montreal Yiddish Theater people loved it so much, they flew David back in to do it again a week later for the end of the festival. That's how brilliant you are in this piece, and I have not seen it yet.
Well, you know, I do it every so often. It's something that is appropriate at certain times. It's of course, it's appropriate. It's about the last hours of the Warsaw Ghetto. So, of course, it's appropriate that war, you know, April 19th, the Warsaw Ghetto Memorial. But it's also a, that is not the core of the piece. The core of the piece is this person's struggle with God in the midst of all this this terrible tragedy. And it's especially appropriate before Tisha B'Av, which, as you know, is the date of the destruction, not only of the first temple, but of the second temple. And so I'm going to be doing it then. I will also plan on doing it on the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Any time that one has to face an existential question, this show is appropriate. I hope some of you will come down. That's July 18th at 7 o'clock at 325 East 6th Street. And now, and by the way, this question about the future of Yiddish, you're going to hear this question asked every show to every guest that comes onto the show.
Will you ever answer it?
I can't answer it, but I'm curious to hear what other people have to say. And believe me, there is a great deal of cynicism about it. I mean, there is. I wish people were more optimistic.
Start asking what is the future of English?
Well, I can ask again as a. Kommt zurück in 10,000 Jahren, lass mal sagen,
lass mal sagen, lass mal sagen, lass mal sagen, lass mal sagen,
lass mal sagen, lass mal sagen,
well, look, speaking of Yiddish culture and Yiddish theater, the Volksbühne is currently showing a piece called Herschel Astropolia, which they have styled as the Adventures of the Jewish Robin Hood. I don't know about that. You know, I don't see Errol Flynn when I think of Herschel Astropolia. I see Zero Mostel or Mike Burston, who happens to be playing the role.
He's great.
And right now, I want to play a bit of an interview with Steve Sterner, who is one of the actors and a very well loved, if I can find it, a very well-loved Yiddish actor. He's been in a lot of Yiddish shows, and we're going to ask him some questions about the show. We are here with Steve Sterner, one of the stars of Herschel Astropolia.
Not a star, just another actor.
Just a simple actor. But you are one of the most beloved Yiddish actors, people always speak of you so fondly.
I'm touched. I'm touched also, but I'm touched. I can't believe that. You're very kind. Thank you.
So you told me at the opening performance that this you were ecstatic about this show. What about it tickles you so much?
You know, from the audition, I was given three pages of dialogue. They're called sides. That actors look at and get familiar with before they have to read. And the particular scene I was given, it was not for the part that I eventually played. It was for the part of Red Talman, whom Itzy Firestone plays wonderfully. He's one of my favorite actors. But anyway, I found this scene so amusing, and it made me laugh. And there was something about it that was a little original. I had never seen a funny scene like that before. I asked who had written it, and Michael Dindner told me the author's name.
Gershenson,
yes. And I thought, well, if the rest of the play is like this, it'll be very nice. I was asked to read a few other scenes, and I liked everything I read. Well, I was cast. I was happy about being cast because I had worked with this director before, Eleanor Risa. It was a good relationship. I liked the script, which I eventually got and read and really liked. Once I heard the songs, which are all songs that have been written before, and some of them the lyrics have been changed to adapt to the plot of the show. A few of them I was familiar with, but some of them I wasn't familiar with, but they're all from they're European folk songs and Yiddish folk songs and Russian and Polish. I fell in love with all of them. It's my kind of music. What can I tell you? There must be some Russian in me, because whenever I hear a Russian song, I don't know why, it just creeps into my system and I want to march. I want to be a part of the Red Army.
You may have to cut that.
That's all right. I'm saying it metaphorically. That's all. As far as the beat of the music goes. So anyway, I love the song. And then a lot of the people in the cast are, some of them are people that I've worked with that I've admired in the past. And there are some new people that I haven't worked with. And Mike Burstyn, who is wonderful, has so much charisma. And as I watched some of the scenes in rehearsal, I found myself laughing hysterically as if I was in an audience. And I thought, how wonderful to be a part of this thing, because, you know, a lot of actors cherish and love applause. Applause is nice. I think applause is wonderful. But more than applause, a good belly laugh is fabulous, because an audience might applaud politely if they feel, well, the song is over, let me applaud, because I should applaud at the end of the song. But they're not going to laugh politely. They'll laugh when something hits them funny, and it makes them feel good, and they're going to laugh. The bigger the laugh, the better I feel. So I was very excited to work with that director, and then when I heard the four musicians in the little band, I was overwhelmed. The first rehearsal with the band, I couldn't sing. I couldn't get words out in the beginning because it sounded so beautiful, and I got choked up, and I started tearing up. I didn't want anyone to see me. I was very ashamed. But eventually I got used to it, so I don't tear up anymore. But it's all those things. You know, when you're in theater and you're an actor, you get work, you take it. Because unless you're one of the chosen few who can refuse jobs left and right and choose where you work and who you work for, I'm not that fortunate. So when work is presented to me, paying work, I take it. And when it's something that I really, really enjoy doing, that's the icing on the cake. And this is one of those shows where all the ingredients move me. And I think it's hugely entertaining. Audiences have been entertained by it so far. And, you know, it makes me feel good. Sitting in the dressing room, listening to the show over the speakers and hearing a big laugh from the audience makes me feel so good. Even if I'm not involved. Of course, if I am involved, it makes me even feel better. But even if I'm not involved, I'm very happy. That was a real long answer I just gave you.
Well, as you can tell, folks, why would you want to go see this show?
No. I'm lucky for everybody, but I would bet money that if you go, you'll enjoy it.
And Steve happens to be a betting man, so...
I like to.
So, you know, if he's willing to put money on it, then the odds must be pretty good you'll enjoy it.
Well, that was Steve Sterner talking about his experience so far doing Hershela. It's going to be playing for the next few weeks, mm-hmm. and you can get tickets by going to folksbina.org. And I urge everyone who enjoys a Yiddish Vart, and believe me, one of the things about this show is the Yiddish is so beautiful. Everyone in the cast speaks such a beautiful...
My Yiddish is nicht perfect.
My Yiddish is gewaldig. Was was das denn? No, I just... Often you'll see Yiddish shows. I mean, I know I attended a show by the Romanian, the Jewish State Theater of Bucharest, and I couldn't really understand them. When Moshe Yasur was directing there, he made sure that you could understand every word, but he no longer works with them. Anyway, we have somebody on the line, Evan Kleinman, who I talked about before. Seth, could you put Evan on?
Evan's here.
Evan, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you, David?
Good. Evan, listen,
give us an idea of how you came to this punk Jews, this crazy punk Jews idea.
How did I come up with the idea? All right, well, you ready? Here you go. Basically, it's an idea that we came up with about 2 years ago. It's a collaboration between myself and a director, Jesse Zookman, who I also went to college with and also worked with when we were at NBC together. Very, very talented guy, has an Emmy Award. And we decided that we wanted to do a film that kind of tackled the subject of Jewish identity. Now, it had a lot to do with the journey, our own personal journeys regarding our own Jewish identity. Both of us had been, you know, kind of in and out and had various different experiences within the Jewish community. And we kind of wanted to give a platform for those people who are expressing themselves in unique and unconventional ways. So we decided to call it Punk Jews, kind of had a nice ring to it, and punk, not necessarily the musical genre, but the spirit of punk, where people are kind of going above and beyond, kind of pushing the envelope a little bit, doing things a little differently, and there's a lot of people in that community, and we decided that we wanted to give them a voice. That's how Punk Jews came along.
Well, that sounds great. I've already given the folks the rundown on the time and the place. Once again, why don't you tell them one more time what, where, and when?
Yes, we're throwing a huge bash party and concert that will be taking place on Saturday night, June 19th, at about between 9:30 and 10 p.m. We'll get started at the 6th Street Community Synagogue, located at 325 East 6th Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue, and we're going to have a musical acts, art installations, raffle giveaways, open bar. It's going to be quite the shindig, quite the shindig. Right now we have performers confirmed are Y Love, Mashiach Oi, as well as Eden and Blanket Statement Steen. And we also are working on hopefully having Golem, the J-Dub recording artist, be on as well. So hopefully that will be confirmed shortly, and we can make an official announcement about that. But those are the musical acts.
You've heard it here first, folks. Don't forget.
We're having Elke Rivasudin, Rivka Karasik, and Ira Kaufman. It's going
to
be
Evan, thanks for calling in. And folks, go to punkjews.com. Take a look at it. You can make a donation for the cause online. And we hope we'll see some of you down at the show. Evan, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.
Take care. Seth, how much time we got? Oh, we got 7 minutes. Okay. Thanks. Well, I just would like to ask Bela, before we run out of time, what she would say to young people today studying Yiddish, any advice she might have as to how they can immerse themselves, aside from coming up here to the Bronx, and coming to Bela's house, how they can immerse themselves, what are your final, not final words, but for this show, what would you say to people?
I think if they really mean it, if they feel it, they feel it as a national duty to go on as Jews. This is not just a trend, you know, it's one heritage that makes us Jews. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I mean,
there's a beautiful little story that I heard in a show that NYR produced by Alan Lewis Rickman, and he performed it with his wife, Yelena Schmolson Rickman, and Steve Sterner. And he tells a wonderful little story about a woman right after independence, Israel's independence, was riding on a bus with a little boy. Mm-hmm. And she was speaking to the boy in Yiddish. And at that time, you know, that everything was Hebrew. They wanted to really. So somebody sitting in the bus next to her said, "Why are you talking to him in Yiddish? Why don't you talk to him in Hebrew?" And she turned to him and said, "Because I don't want him to forget that he's the Jew."
Mm.
So I think that story says it. And before we're going to go off with another one of another song from Tova Sings Bela. Do you have a particular favorite song on that album?
that album.
Le Rec Nog Van Roos.
This is...
Here it is. Frank
Michal was. I never thought, you know, I never searched my soul.
we want to remind you once again, Wednesday night, I can't stress this enough. Get your tuchus down there because you won't regret it. Tova is.
The band is Kick Tuchus. The songs are brilliant from and, Bela, and then I try and keep up.
Tova is, I could read the things that people have said about her, and you know what? I don't care what people say about her. I like her. No. she has been called...
You actually had my jaw dropped. Oh, my gosh.
She is... incomparable, really. You will walk out quelling, I promise you. So here we go. We're going to play for you as
Bela's answer to why we sing her songs. Why.
Listen, Bela. Thanks for being here. This is David Mandelbaum with
Mrs. Leza Burka.
And our guests. It's been a privilege, Bela, to be here with you. Bela Schechter Gottesman and Teresa Tov. And here we go. Thanks for listening. Join us again in 2 weeks. We'll have another great show lined up for you then.
Ihr fragt mich von was, ihr singt von der Schiene. Wie geht es ihr Plan mit dem Sonnenuntergang? Und ich will auch sagen, sie sturen Entwürfen, sie grünen die Felder, sie ist ein Gesang. Ihr fragt mich von was. Es ist paar mehr in meinem Leben. Die Zeit hat gebeten, hier mit dem schönen Mann.
It's okay to dance, folks.
Wie like Sonnen, zwei Teilen wie Brücken. Mein sehr geliebt, seit Hegen im Garten. Ihr fragt mich von was, von Männern und von Wannen. Ihr fragt mich, wie geht es? Der Klang von mein Call, und mir viel Absorben. Mein Call ist von dannen, von hier und von dort, von heit in den Mond. Help ich so furchten, sich freilich dich verlässt. Help ich so feig sich, wo ihr gestern ist, und ich hab sie alle. Ihr bringt mir die Kindes, der
on my call, who needs me like something? A fish to let him in winter. Who needs me like something? It's my time in the park. Who needs me like something? My car is full time. Who needs me like something? Like, why did you leave there? Say, will it be there? These hearts gonna be.